It is time for Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN. I'm JC. Farm Stories brought to you in part by the Buckley State Bank in Buckley. Local banking at its best. Also, CNC Trucking in Lodum. Our guest today is Gary Popel from Paxton. And Mr. Popel, I know that you're a longtime resident of Paxton, but you did not grow up here. Talk about your early beginnings in Stockton, Illinois.
Yes, I was born in Stockton, Joel. I attended Holy Cross Grade School before moving to Pearl City, Illinois, where I attended high school. Pearl City was a town of 400, and my graduation class had 29 students, counting our foreign exchange student. While a high schooler in Pearl City, the only jobs available to a young person were farm jobs. I was fortunate to be hired by Hodge Binkley, who farmed and worked with six of his neighbor farmers. Most of the farmers in northern Illinois, as you know, were dairy farmers, which meant they baled hay three times a day and straw once a year. I was part of the baling crew, so each year I helped bale hay 21 times and straw 7. We didn't have a gym to work out in during the summer.
Didn't need one.
After high school, Ralph Gintner, a farmer who owned 7 farms, offered to put me on one of his farms and give me as many cows as I wanted to milk. I thought this sounded like a good idea, but my folks were against that idea. So instead, I got to go to the University of Illinois, and I had a scholarship from Kraft Foods, my mother's employer, to become a dairy technologist. I was lucky that I could spell it, but I didn't know what a dairy technologist did for a living. Yet, I was going to become one. Well, we found out that the U of I did not agree with me, so after 1 year, I was not invited back. I next tried Illinois State Normal University, now known as only as Illinois State University in Normal. After 1 year, we found they did not agree with me either. So I entered the United States Army, was shipped to Fort Carson, Colorado for basic training. While at Carson, I signed to go airborne and was transferred to Fort Bragg, the 82nd Airborne. I had my second 8 weeks of basic training there. Then I was transferred to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the 101st Airborne, for my jump training. While at Campbell, I realized that I really did need a college education, so I applied back at Illinois State Normal University, and they accepted me on probation. I proceeded to graduate with a major degree in business and a minor in history. That got me to Paxton, as I graduated in January 1962, and there were 2 openings for a business teacher in the state of Illinois. I started teaching here in Paxton for $4,800 a year. After 2 years of teaching, I was offered a job at Schofield Soil Service here in Paxton by Mr. Milton Schofield. For $7,000 a year, I left teaching and became his office manager. Now I was in the fertilizer business, something much closer to farming, which I believe was really my first choice of employment. In 1966, Milt sold his business to Custom Farm Service, Inc., a company owned by City Service Oil Company. Since I had a degree in business, I became the district accountant for 21 profit centers for Custom Farm Services. After several years, I was promoted to supervisor of accounting, which required a move to Atlanta, Georgia. After several years in Atlanta, City Service decided to sell off their fertilizer holdings so they could take the money and invest in oil rights. If I remained with the company, I would have had to move to either New York City or Oklahoma. Neither appealed to me, so I entered a bid to buy the Paxton Fertilizer Facility, which I did in 1973. That got me back home to Paxton, an area I was familiar with. After 28 years, I was able to sell two crop production services and retire. Now it's known as Nutrigen.
So that gets you to, that's your path to Paxton. I'm going to ask you about maybe early childhood, and I've done this with some of our other Farm Stories guests. You talk about baling hay and baling straw. Shelling corn to me was the worst. I just remember shelling corn. How many times did you have to do that in your early days?
I really didn't get involved in the corn shelling.
You were lucky.
It was only summer jobs, and they shell corn in the fall, and I was in school. So
wow,
I did milk. Well, I mean, I helped the guy milk.
My dad was a dairyman as well, and the story that I've regaled a lot is he asked me when I was a junior in high school if I wanted to milk cows or do something else. I said something else. He said what? I said anything, because milking cows, although it would have been a nice career, that really tied me down. And I was one that wanted to get not off the farm, but I wanted to see something else. So I just basically moved about 15 miles away. But
well, you speak about being tied down. I milked for Hodge Binkley when I was a senior in high school. When I had three children, we went back to Hodge Binkley's farm so I could show my daughters where milk comes from. He came out of the house and said, "Gary, what are you doing here?" I said, "I'm on vacation. I brought the kids out to show them where milk comes from." He says, "Just move them into the house. Me and Mom haven't been off the farm since you milked for me when you were in high school." So that was at least 7 years that he had been without a vacation.
Farm Stories is what you're listening to. Gary Popel of Paxton is our guest, one of our sponsors, AHW in Melbourne, your local John Deere dealer, Weber Fertilizer in Loda and Buckley. Well, now we're here in Paxton. You get to Popel's Ag Center, and you, back in the 70s, now here we are, you know, decades later. How have you seen farming progress from the days of the 70s and 80s to what it is now during your retirement?
Well, the biggest changes that I've noticed, when I started for Milt, we sold bagged fertilizer, 832, 16, 728, 14. And I would spend till midnight, 1 o'clock, running the sewing machine as we were bagging fertilizer for sale the next day. Then he came up with the idea, I believe it was the hydrofold auger, and Milt made a contract that if the farmer would buy bag fertilizer or pay the bag fertilizer price for bulk fertilizer, he would furnish them the auger. And so that program came in, and that took a lot of guys away from bag fertilizer. When I started, there were a lot of pull-type spreaders. I don't think there's one down at that plant today. When I came to town, my first sprayer truck had a 55-foot boom. Today, they're 120 feet. My first sprayer truck was $55,000. Now, I think the ones today are about $450,000. Chemicals, when I started, we had bagged chemicals, Ramrod, Lasso 2, Vernam, Amabin, names like that. Today, everything's done spraying. Guys used to walk beans. I don't think many people walk beans anymore. So, and then one of the biggest things in technology, we started spraying with no markers. Then they got to the foam markers, which everybody thought was the cat's meow. Now they've got GPS and the foam marker's gone. So, yes, things have really progressed. And I feel very fortunate that I was able to get out of the business when I got out, because it's really gone wild since then.
Farm Stories is what you're listening to here on 104.9 WPXN. Gary Popel of Paxton is our guest. Ludlow Co-op Elevator is one of our sponsors, along with Diversified Insurance agent Larry Abbey in Buckley and Nutrien Ag in Paxton. And before we let you go, talk a little bit about your family is here, and I know that for you, Paxton is, I think, even though you grew up in Stockton, Paxton to me is home for you.
Well, Paxton is home for me also. Since 1962, when I came to town. Well, my family, my eldest daughter, Ann, just retired. She was the CNO at a hospital in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And fortunately, she was able to retire about 2 weeks before the COVID-19 hit. So we are all thankful to the Lord for her not having to go through that with all her problems. My middle daughter, Therese, was my secretary at the plant when I owned it. She is now the manager of that same plant for Nutrigen. And my youngest daughter, Peggy, is a high school or a grade school teacher, and I believe this is her last year of teaching, and she's going to retire. So that's my family. We have 8 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And again, before I let you go, future, as we look into the crystal ball, give me a synopsis of what you've seen, where you think we're going, where is agriculture going to be 10 years from now?
If I could do that, I would be a millionaire. I have no idea where this country's going right now. I really don't like what I see. I'm sorry. All the riots and the burnings and the shootings, it's just not my bag. I don't know why we can't get along with each other and just put everything aside, but it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. We see all that from the protesting to social unrest, and it's got its fingers in everything, including the world of agriculture. Well, Gary, thanks for stopping by and giving us an insight of agriculture from your perspective.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Gary Popel of Paxton with Farm Stories here today, and that's Farm Stories on 104.9 WPXN.